Okay, so I know you haven't done this before, but I did this with Jeremy.
What?
Don't say anything until I say your name.
Oh.
I like to do that now. So, this guest we have, he's recurring. He's good. He has wheels. His wheels are a new color, painted in black. Look good. This guest has two knees. He has two knees and a bunch of, what are they called? Giblets on his Crocs. Yeah? Gibbets. Gibbets. Charms.
Charms?
He has on. Don't. Why are you laughing? Because you fart. He farted a little bit. He pooped. He's messing with the mic. He is doing ASMRs. We don't do those here. He came here on short notice. We decided to do this today because yesterday I was not home. It's really hard to juggle a podcast as well as work almost full time. And, you know, still have a work-life balance. I thought podcasting was going to be way easier than it is. This guest, he got a little beard. He got some goatee going on. For some reason, he won't grow his hair out. I think he looks good with longer hair, but he's like, no, it's just so hard to take care of. Bitch. And it looks better with long hair. He has middle fingers, two of them. And they go in his butt, is where he puts them. I actually just saw his butt crack a couple minutes ago, and it's like hairy as fuck. I just saw it when I was trying to walk out my door, and he was bent over petting a cat. His butt crack was just there, getting mad air. I should have blew into it and see what he did. Actually, don't say anything until I say your name. Are you okay? Stop. Give me a second. That's the name of the pod. Ha. So basically I did what they do on the movies or in a show where they say the name of the in the, you know, show. This guest is drunk. He's high. Smoking hella weed. Hella weeds. Weed's legal now. I didn't start the day or I didn't come here with anything to talk about. So just like the past three episodes, and like most of the episodes in the future, this is improvised, this is improv, because I'm a comedian, and I can do whatever I want, alright? I'm also a shift leader, so I can do whatever I want inside and outside of work. That is the law, that is the rules. I don't make the rules, I just enforce them, alright? So, without further ado, this guest has Nerf guns. You thought I was going to say your name when I said further ado. But I wasn't. So you got to sit there in silence even longer because this is my podcast. And what are you doing? This is my podcast. I am the boat. And I am the captain of it as well. I am all of it. I am the boat. Not the Titanic. That's not me. I'm like a cruise ship, like a Disney cruise ship. Are you yawning? Are you tired? Damn, he's rubbing his clit. I don't know. I was going to try to stretch your intro to 5 minutes, but I don't think I could do that. There's not much about you. What else? He has knuckle dimples. Make a fist. Now put your hand out flat. Other way. Knuckle dimples. He has back dimples. That means he's thick. You know, I used to call him thick a lot back in the day, and he'd be like, stop. He would get shy because I was saying how thick and voluptuous he was. But he, now he tries to grab my butt cheeks all the time. So, okay, now without any more further ados, dude. Megan, welcome. Welcome back. Congratulations for being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel very welcomed.
You feel welcomed?
Yeah.
So, he says he feels welcome because usually when we have guests come over, we suck their cocks right away, mm-hmm. right off the bat. So, he got the special good welcome. Not good welcome. He got the special welcome. Not by me. Someone else did it. Yeah, happy to have you back. Thank you for coming back on short notice.
Yeah, more than welcome to.
You're welcomed to?
More
welcome?
I'm more than welcome.
Welcome, welcome.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good afternoon.
Yes. Bingo. Thank you. Good. Congratulations on graduating.
Thanks, man.
4 years ago.
Yep.
Wow, we graduated 4 years ago.
Yeah, time flies, man.
Time flies. How was your day, dude?
Just vibing, you know what I'm saying? Finished my wheels. Mm-hmm. So for context, Jacob, like a week and a half to 2 weeks or something like that, got some new wheels for his whip, and they're all black and they look very nice. And then I was like, hey, I want to do that, but he spent a lot of money and I don't got that money. I mean, I do, but I need to save. So like, I went the other route and I bought spray paint, peelable spray paint for wheels at Walmart, and I never did it. And I was like, hey, now's the time. So I did the two front tires yesterday, and I finished the two back tires today because of the stupid rain. And yeah, they came out pretty nice, actually. Decent.
Congratulations. Thanks, man. I want to sing a song with you.
What?
Somebody once told me the world is gonna
roll me.
I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape
of an L on her forehead.
Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Something, didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb.
So much to see, so much to suck.
So what's wrong with putting dicks in my butt?
But I know he won't go because he's gay. Why? You know I don't really fucking play. Hey now.
You're a cunt slut.
Get your game on. Get laid.
There you go.
Sheesh.
Oh, you remember our intro last time?
Sheesh. That was two episodes ago. That was two episodes? That was my first episode.
That was the first one?
Yep.
You hear the cats running?
Hmm.
Damn. You know, when I did this pod last time, I recorded an hour straight.
Oh, yeah?
No segments. You think we could beat Jeremy?
I don't know. Jeremy's pretty godlike, you know?
Jeremy is a podcast enthusiast. He's been watching pods longer than me. I think I've listened to more pods, however. He's just been listening to a podcast in general longer than I have.
See, I would listen to more, but, like, I get... Not bored, but, like, I start to get tired after listening for, like, 5 minutes if I'm just at home.
You gotta watch them on YouTube.
Well, I also just do them, or sometimes put them on when I'm driving.
Yeah?
Just chilling.
You listen to mine?
It's kind of weird listening to the ones that I'm in because I already know what's going to happen. And it's like, yeah, I already know this. But, like, if I'm not in the episode, yeah, I'll watch them or listen to them.
I want more supporters. I want people who support this podcast. I want more people to listen because the more people that listen, the more money I get. And you can also donate. I said that at the end of the last episode, and I know nobody made it to the end, because I can see the analytics. I can see how long you guys are watching or listening. But there is the option on the podcast website, Anchor. Shout out Anchor, my sponsor. Also, how I'm doing this podcast. What was I saying? Oh, if you go to there, you can actually donate to the podcast, or you can subscribe with like monthly payment type things. You can say like how much per month you want to pay, and like it will donate it to the podcast. And with that, I can actually, you know, get better equipment and stuff like that. And hopefully in the future, when I get a little bit more tech savvy and I have more time, I can do video podcasts as well. So the podcast would come out, you know, audibly and visually on YouTube, which would be really good for the brand, be great for the business. Yeah, 'cause if I do that, generate revenue a couple different ways. And then, you know, there's also the Patreon, or I could do OnlyFans, but not porn. You know, there's OnlyFans for other things. Would you subscribe to OnlyFans if it wasn't porn?
What would you post?
No, say it was like one of your favorite YouTubers and they had OnlyFans, but they were posting like extra videos that they weren't posting on YouTube. Would you
subscribe? They have that on YouTube though. They have like clubs, I think it's called.
Really? You could pay?
Yeah, you could pay like, yeah, some of my YouTubers I watch have it.
What would you subscribe?
Become a member.
Would you subscribe to OnlyFans if it wasn't boobs?
Like, what would it be though?
Video game stuff or like exclusive, like, no, you...
I would not pay for that.
No?
No. That's what YouTube's for.
Yeah, but, you know, like when I had OnlyFans, I posted my dick on there.
You didn't have OnlyFans.
I did have an OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah?
I still do. But there's nothing on it anymore because I took it all off because I only had 3 subscribers.
My OnlyFans isn't loading. I don't know. It won't let me log in anymore.
Mm-hmm. I fuck with OnlyFans. Shout out to sex workers. No, it's a good thing, man.
That's the power of Reddit, dude. If you're like, want to subscribe to like a popular like chick. Oh, like there's a baddie, her name is Corinna Kopf or whatever. I don't know how to say her last name, but she like started OnlyFans like a month ago, and like she's like super hot, and she made like $1 million within the first day or two because of how like hot she is and everyone wanted her, and Reddit literally just leaks her photos and you get rid of it for free.
I might have to hit up Reddit.
Dude, I'll show you after the potty.
No, actually, never mind. No, I'm going to hit up Reddit for stock advice.
Reddit's nice, dude. I just got into the Reddit, really.
I don't get it. I've never actually been on Reddit. The only time I've been on Reddit is, like, if I Google something, and it gives me a link to, like, a thread on Reddit about it.
Mm-hmm.
Never. I don't have a Reddit account. I don't get it. You remember Tumblr?
Mm-hmm.
When I was a horny preteen dude, I would try to find porn on Tumblr. Real softcore stuff, you know? You alright?
My ass fell asleep.
Your ass fell asleep?
Yeah.
Damn, you that thick?
Damn straight.
Did you hear the thunder and lightning in the middle of the night? Well, not the lightning, but did you hear the thunder in the middle of the night?
Our boss did, and I did not.
Oh. Yeah, I woke up at like 1 something in the morning. Big cracks of thunder.
Yeah, I'm surprised in here. I had an AC on, maybe that's why.
I don't have an AC in here, as you can tell. It's fucking hot.
Not that bad. I'm wearing a long sleeve. And I'm thick.
You're so fucking thick. You're not sweating?
Not yet.
I'm not sweating either, but I'm a little toasty. I got a candle burning.
You're wearing your work attire right now.
Yeah, because we just got here right after work.
You could have changed.
You want to watch me change?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. I'm just kidding.
We're back.
Boom, 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 boom. Okay.
Is that what a dick sounds like?
Well, no, you have more experience with that than me.
I got hella experience. I'm a sex guru.
You're a sex connoisseur?
Connoisseur. Yes. Sex entrepreneur.
Oh, yeah? Sex.
No, because that's a... No.
Yeah, this man told me he would be in pornos. Like, I don't know when he told me, but you said you would, like, be a porn star.
Yeah, I would. Only thing is, like, sometimes it comes really quick.
You gotta practice.
Sometimes the juices just gotta get out, you know?
You just gotta let the cookies crumble.
Yeah, what is the cock cook?
You gotta let the dick cheese crumble.
Mmm, blue cheese. Blue cheese has mold in it.
I hate blue cheese.
Yeah, you know, we went over this the other day and I didn't agree with your,
Ranch is the god tier.
Well, I want Buffalo Wild Wings now.
That shit sounds fire. Oh, wait, yo, it's Thursday, dude.
Yeah, but I got shit to do later.
Damn, bro.
Yeah. Same old, same old.
But that's one of these days, though. One of these weeks.
Yeah, one of these days, dude. Yeah, you gonna see Black Widow?
I want to. I told a buddy of mine that we should go see it with another buddy of mine.
A girl?
No.
Two boys?
Yeah, but the two good friends.
The good ones.
And I haven't hung out with one of them in a while. We haven't hung out all together in a while.
Go to the movies with us tomorrow.
That's kinda, it's your thing though.
I guess. I'm going to Plainville too. I doubt you want to drive all the way to Plainville.
You're going with your significant other. I don't want to interrupt that romance.
Yeah, it's going to be no romance. It's going to be strictly.
Is she a Marvel fan?
Yeah.
Damn, dude, that's dope.
Yeah, but
it's a rare find.
Yeah, but I'm not, so it doesn't really matter.
You said you wanted to get into it, though.
No, I want to.
And you watched through all of them, didn't you?
Not nearly all.
You said you wanted to. That's
what. Yeah, I wanted to because I like the movies. I wouldn't say I'm a Marvel fan. Like, I don't know everything. I just know I've seen quite a bit.
I saw all of them. It was great.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of the Thor movies.
Any of them?
No.
The third one is the best.
I'm not too... I don't know. I feel like the Thor movies would be boring to me because he's like a god, you know what I mean? So, like, is it... I like that, like, when they just throw straight hands, you know what I mean?
Like, the first two, like, they were good, but, like, the third one is a different approach. It has more comedy in it, which is good.
Well, yeah, I like that.
And yeah, because we like comedy. But
no, I like when they throw hands like Captain America.
Yeah, but they throw hands with, like, aliens. Not aliens, but, like, out-of-world creatures.
Yeah, I guess, but, like, it seems like a lot of weapons.
Plus, Natalie Portman's in the first two, dude.
Who's Natalie Portman? I don't know what... Who is that? Oh.
She's kind of hot. She was in Star Wars.
Is she a superhero?
I think, actually, she might be... Like, because the Thor movie, and the new one, is coming out in, like, a couple years or something. She's going to be... I don't know if it's... Is it called She-Thor? No, that's She-Hulk. That's what it's called.
She-Hulk?
There's going to be, like, a... Thor woman, like a
Hulk a woman Thor. Or a Thor woman.
Well, I mean, there's gonna be a, but that She-Hulk is coming out like 4 years or something like that. But there is gonna be, it's like the new one's called Thor Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
So like Love and Hip Hop Ragnarok.
Right. Hey, you know, at least you know the third movie's title.
Ragnarok.
That's a good movie, dude.
You heard of Mr. Beast Burger?
I wanted to actually talk to you about that. Dude, I want to try it.
So, apparently it's not its own restaurant.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
You can order on Grubhub.
You can order it. But, Mr. Beast Burger, because I went to the website, basically, it's out of an existing restaurant.
Yeah.
Like, say I had a restaurant, I can sign up to offer Mr. Beast Burgers.
What's so special about Mr. Beast Burger?
I don't know.
I want to try it, though, just for the lols.
Just for the meme.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. So basically, it's out of a restaurant.
Imagine having Mr. Beast life, bro.
Dude, I always hope and pray that every day I wake up, I hope and pray that I'll somehow run into Mr. Beast at Walmart.
Dude, they're from either North Carolina. Yeah, they're from, like, close to us. Not, I mean, like semi-close.
14 hours away.
They're semi-close, though, not in, like, Kelly.
Yeah. So every day I hope and pray that I run into him at a Walmart and he tells me whatever I can fit into that circle, he'll buy me.
I want to do a hide and seek like they do in their vids.
No, I just want him to buy me stuff. Abandoned
hospital or something.
I want him to buy me stuff. I'll get a couple TVs.
Yeah, let's list out what things you would like. But the thing is, it's like on the spot. You know how when you go to the grocery store, yeah, like you go there for something and boom, your mind's blank.
What store would you want to run into him in?
I mean, Best Buy is right? Got.
Okay, so
you can get a whole PC, bro.
Say he gave you 10 items you can get. What would you get?
I'd get a new pair of headphones. Like, if they had the Sennheiser, like, the Sennheiser makes some bougie-ass headphones.
Mm-hmm.
If they had those in stock, I would get those. They're like Bose or something.
Yep.
If I knew more about my PC, probably, like, PC parts, or I'd just get, like, a whole new PC, I'll probably get a new monitor. That's what it just goes by.
Man. You only got three things.
I get the Grown Ups DVD.
Okay.
Shit. I got the monitor. Maybe if they have a better mic, but that's not, like, super thing. Should I say, I'll get a speaker. I'll get a good speaker.
Really?
Yeah. My speaker's kind of...
That's six.
I mean, should I say drone? I'm not really interested in drones, to be honest, though.
I am. I just want one.
Should I just get one to get it, you know? What the fuck do they have at Best Buy, bro?
I mean, a new
iPhone, maybe?
Yeah, we could say Xbox and PS4, considering they'd be in stock.
Nah, I probably wouldn't get it. I mean, I already have Xbox.
PC.
Yeah, PC.
One more thing.
Yeah, iPhone. Apple Watch, new one.
Solid.
Yeah.
I think I would get new TV.
You'd have to get a PC, bro.
Mm-hmm. New TV. The best gaming PC that they have already built. PS5. Two refrigerators. Nice ones.
But would you want monitors, though, for your PC? Like, decent ones?
I get two.
Or would you count that as two or just one?
Would you count it as two?
I mean, he'll probably think, maybe if he's nice enough, he'll count it as one.
Okay, so we'll say one, because he's always nice. Chris will throw a sign in there for me.
Good old Chris.
Yep.
Chandler, too.
Chandler. Some monitors. Keyboard?
You could.
No, I wouldn't get a keyboard.
You can get a cheap one, too. What about, like, you want a headset or something?
I would get the best laptop that they have.
Why would you want a PC? I mean, I guess, but...
Mobile.
Want a new iPhone?
No. I'd get a new mic. And something to, if they have it, you know, like, what are they called? Like an interface, an audio interface where I could plug in multiple mics and then just plug it right into the computer.
A Stream Deck would be cool, or Elgato thing. That would be cool, too.
Yeah, I suppose.
Fuck Grown Ups DVD. I'll probably sub out with one of those.
And I said two refrigerators. I don't know. Probably PS5.
It's sad that I feel like I've grown out of the console era just because I have a PC.
Yeah, because you're fucking fancy now.
Ooh. Not fancy.
Do you have USB-C on your computer?
Maybe.
Well, if you do, you can.
Ooh, wait! I want to sub out another one. I would get maybe a VR if I could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My boy. Yeah, dude. I recommend VR to everybody. I do. It's so fun. No, I don't really play it that much. I don't have much room in here, and I don't always feel like going in the basement. And I always don't. Or I usually don't have time anyways. But it is so fun. There's games that you can exercise. Like the boxing on there, dude. Crazy. A lot of exercise. Damn, I should have grabbed the water, huh? And there's a lot of social games that I like, too. Did you see the new OLED Switch coming out?
No.
Yep. A Switch OLED is coming out October 8th.
What does that mean?
So it's a new Switch model with an OLED display.
What's that?
It's like more vibrant colors, darker blacks, probably 4K. And another key difference is the stand on the back of the Switch. is adjustable, and it takes up the whole width of the Switch.
That's cool. Yeah, it's kind of weird how they do this stand now.
I think it's 64 gigabytes now instead of 32. I don't even know if the Switch now is... I think it's 32. And that is about it. I'm very disappointed because I thought it was going to be a Switch Pro. And that, you know, it would have a better processor, better RAM, better screen, better battery life.
Able to play better games.
All the games are going to be the same, too. And that's the thing is, like... Or I'm pretty sure. Like, most of the Switch games now aren't really... graphics dependent, you know what I mean?
Apex is shit, bro.
Yeah, this just regular like cartoony games. What do you need 4K graphics for? And so that's why I'm not gonna buy it, because I got my Switch now. Seems very pointless. I'm starving, bro.
Same, bro.
A coworker of ours, you know who, put me on. I used to do. When you were a kid, or even now, like, you put, like, toast with cinnamon and sugar on it and butter? You ever done that?
Not for myself, no.
Oh, well, yeah. Basically, accidentally made another sourdough. And she was put butter and cinnamon and sugar on it. I was like, and I did. And now I'm on a kick.
See, if I ever want something, like, obviously that's not, like, super fancy. But, like, if I ever want, like, something fancy, I go to my sister's... weekly, like once a week, or I try to if I'm not busy, which I'm really not. She's like a chef.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she works at the Masonic Care in Chester Village. It's like a resident home. Cool. And she's like the head chef there.
Really?
So she knows how to make some mean foods.
I wish that I can cook well. I mean, I can cook. I just don't know what to cook. You know what I mean?
For a little while in high school, I wanted to go in the culinary.
Imagine you as a chef. Make a good salad.
What are you trying to insinuate?
That you're fat. And you need salad. So you would make it good. You like that?
No.
You like that? You feel bad now, huh?
Why? I didn't say anything bad to you.
You feel bad now?
About what?
All these years you calling me bald and making fun of me when I would never make fun of you.
It took you long enough to come back.
And I would never make fun of you. It took you like 3 years. You wanted me to make fun of you so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I call you fat?
Yep.
You okay?
You're not getting any smaller yourself.
I got a new vape juice. Honeydew strawberry. Iced. And I got less nicotine than this one. What is this?
Nicotine.
This one is 20 milli... Oh. Okay, no, never mind. It's the same amount of nicotine, which is not a whole lot.
I'm going to take these home, okay?
No, I need those.
For what?
I put those on this morning and I watched porn. Yep.
I'll let you use these.
No, I watch porn with those. Surround sound. Porn in VR is...
Yeah, no, you think it'd be cool.
I thought it was going to be good. I thought it was going to be cool, but it's so, like, blurry, and everything is, like, way too close to even look around. Like, my chin is inside my collarbones when I'm trying to see the puss. You know what I mean? When I look down on my pee-pee.
Yeah.
Are you tired?
No, man. I took a nap. I'm fine.
I'm fucking hungry, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll stop at the store on the way home.
Store?
Need to stop eating out, bro.
Stop at Adams.
That shit expensive.
Not really.
Could stop at Adams, but I probably just will go to Stop and Shop like the huge.
I guess. I mean, Adams has like pre-made dinners and stuff. You could just throw in the microwave or the oven.
Yeah, maybe.
They're not too bad. They also have sushi.
Sushi.
It's not bad.
You still owe me Gobies, dude.
Do I?
And did you even listen to that song I gave you $1 to listen to?
Nope. I don't even remember what song it was. Or KSI song.
Are any of you guys a fan of KSI's music?
Doubt it.
It's not that bad.
I don't think anybody will ever talk to in real life is a fan of KSI's music.
It's not that bad. Would he's you gotten to... way better than what he used to.
Well, I'm sure. So did I. Oh my God, guys, I have a podcast and didn't even say that I make music. Isn't that weird? I have a whole podcast and I never said on the podcast to listen to my music. Go find my SoundCloud. It's J-Rod. But you gotta look up a specific song because there's like 100 J-Rods.
Damn, bro.
Damn. So basically, look up J-Rod, I'll Be Fine. That's my most recent song. I wouldn't say it's a banger, but it's a really good song, I think.
Let Me Show You.
Let Me Show You. That's a banger. And I'm going to be dropping an EP soon. I don't want to give you guys a date because... Same. What?
I'm going to drop one too.
Yeah?
Same day, same time.
Oh. Yeah?
Yeah.
I just, you know, I don't like to give a specific date because I'm kind of spontaneous and I just do whatever I want whenever I want. So I could end up fucking dropping it on a Tuesday at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Don't know why. I like to drop things on Fridays though, but I can't drop a podcast and an EP both on Friday because it's like, you know what I mean? People aren't going to want to listen to two things that I did.
I would, bro.
Oh, thanks.
Actually, if I was in the podcast, I probably wouldn't listen to it.
Yeah. Especially considering a podcast, I like to keep mine an hour long.
Some are looking like 2.5 hours, bro.
Yeah, dude.
That's why I don't like... I get, like, tired or something.
Like, I used to listen to the Joe Budden podcast, but not anymore. Because Rory and Maul are gone because Joe was fucking with them. Them shits were, like, 3 hours long. A 3 hour long podcast. I could never...
They probably make lists, though.
Maybe, yeah.
Topics to talk about.
They're probably way more organized than me. They've also been doing it for, like, 5 years. I've only been doing this for, like, 5 weeks, if that. I started this in June. It's July 8th. Dude, I've been jerking off a lot.
Dude, you have, like, Jeremy said, you have a woman.
Yeah, but, like, that... does not beat the urge to jerk off.
See, I have an excuse. Well, I don't really have an excuse. I just do it, but, like, I don't have a woman.
If you had a woman, you would still jerk off.
Probably not as much, though. Dude, I want a woman. So sad.
Bro. I have this bottle of ibuprofen. You know when I bought that?
What?
When I lived in my apartment.
Yeah, that's not that long ago.
I haven't been at my apartment in 7 months. I bought that last summer, and I don't use ibuprofen.
I do.
I don't really use... You can fucking take them if you want.
I mean, I don't. Well, I do, but when I have a headache, but I don't really have headaches that much.
Even when I have a headache, I usually just thug it out and I'll wait.
My parents use it more.
Your parents can take this whole fucking bottle of ibuprofen. I've probably taken like 10 since I
bought that. What brand is that, CVS?
Walgreens. You guys faithful to CVS?
No, I just didn't. It looked like I saw the CVS heart.
Nah, bro, Walgreens. You ever notice how in, like, anywhere in the world, anywhere there's a Walgreens, there's a CVS right there? You notice that?
I don't know.
Like in Middletown, where Stop and Shop is, CVS and Walgreens are right across the street from each other.
Mm-hmm.
And other side, Washington Street. In Middletown,
mm-hmm.
CVS and Walgreens are right across from each other.
I used to work at a CVS.
Where?
That one in Main Street across the Walgreens.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stole there.
Yeah. CVS and Walgreens.
Walgreens thought I stole from them one time.
Really?
Yeah, I was in there and then, like, the old lady came and was like, "I'm not deaf. I can hear you trying to stuff things in your pocket." I'm like, "I'm literally just picking up this candy bar," or what? I don't even remember what I was grabbing. Like, probably like a bag of M&M's or something. And then she's like, "You can leave." I'm like, "All right." And they pretty much kicked me out.
But you didn't steal anything.
No, I didn't steal anything.
That's weird.
I'm literally, yeah.
Did you cry?
I felt like sad. I was like, bro, I really wanted those bags of M&M's.
Well, when was this?
This was the one that I worked there, so a while ago.
Oh.
So you 3+ like, years ago.
Let's see, we were, like, 17, 18?
Yeah.
Did... What...
It was actually when I was still in school.
Oh, did you walk there? Or did your mom bring you?
No, because I, like... See, I didn't, like, I worked at CVS, but it was, like, more of an internship than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, one summer, there was this, like, program, they helped us, like, some special people get jobs or for some job experience.
You were so one of the special people?
Yeah. And then they put me at CVS, and then it continued during the year, my senior year.
You got paid for it?
Actually, yeah.
Okay, so so it was a paid internship.
And I applied many times there, and just like, they said, no, it didn't go through, but I don't know.
Wow.
And then one of my favorite workers there that I worked with someday, like, she moved out of state. I'm like,
damn. When's the last time you cried? And what was it about?
I kind of FaceTimed you about the other day. I watched the movie called Flipped on Netflix.
Hmm.
And the ending actually almost made me, like, it made me tear up, but not, like, cry. What the fuck's going on there, foxes? Foxes getting it all.
So when's the last time you cried?
Would you say tear up is crying?
No, like, tears falling for a minute at least. You don't have to be full out bawling.
I can't remember.
Hmm.
I mean, it's not that long ago, but I still can't remember.
You know the last time I cried? Grey's Anatomy.
You're fucking pussy.
When DeLuca died, the funeral made me cry.
Don't spoil!
It reminded me of my grandmother in Virginia.
Damn, bro.
Because her funeral was so similar.
And it gave you COVID.
Mm-mm. It was similar because the when DeLuca died, the funeral was it was like a COVID funeral because it was just during the COVID season, so everyone was like socially distanced and stuff like that. And yeah, it's kind of how it was at my grandma's funeral, and it made me really sad, so I cried. You know, this isn't just a comedy podcast. We don't always talk about boogers and cum and shitting and farting in my pants. Sometimes we talk about people dying. Sometimes it gets really dark. Sometimes Megan cries when he gets kicked out of Walgreens for stealing M&M's. You know? It's not all shits and giggles, rainbows and unicorns.
You get some new slides, dude?
New slides? No, I've had those for a little bit. Got them for my birthday. I got 3 pairs for my birthday.
This year, though?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why.
I got white ones, and then I got black and red Puma slides. And I also got a Nike shirt that I really love. It's so comfortable.
You still got that Cal Nike sweatshirt? Or whatever.
No, I know exactly which girl has it. You know how girls like to take hoodies. I know exactly which one has it. You don't know her, so it's...
Damn.
Yeah. The one with the 2 kids.
Oh, that one.
Yeah. She was cool, though. She was a really, really good woman. I just wasn't a good enough man at the time. I couldn't do it. And there's nothing wrong with that. I was 21 years old. What?
Mm, yeah.
Yeah. Are you mad at me?
No, why
would I? You want to make out?
Okay.
No. Bro, I'm hungry.
Dude, I'm hungry too. I don't know what to eat, dude.
I just had to add that. Alright, I'm gonna make up a song right now. Never mind. I can't do that. I just need to talk, dude. I gotta fill up this time. I can't have too much silence, you know what I mean?
What time are we at right now?
We're at 39 almost.
Damn.
Yeah, dude, we're doing pretty good. Might be able to get it in one go. I do not miss this old job at Wayland. I wouldn't say it's the worst job I ever had. It's just, it was so boring. You could not be on your phone, and even if you were, there was no service in the fucking building. So, yeah, it was useless. No headphones. Couldn't even fucking listen to music. Annoying as hell. The people there were all fucking old farts. Could not relate to them about anything. I couldn't talk to them about coming. Because they don't know. They can't even get hard. You know? Yeah, it was boring, man.
I bet.
Yeah. Good money, though. Good money, though. I will say that. But when I'm out of school, hopefully I'm making good money. And if I can get this chap at the car place, that would be cool. Oh, I probably should have called them, huh? Hmm. Well, it's too late for that. Maybe I'll call him tomorrow. And then I'll be leaving Duncan.
Don't do it, bro.
If I'm making better money and it's better experience, yeah, dude, I'm leaving. Because I'm going to school for automotive.
Please don't go.
I don't know if you guys know that, any of the listeners on the pod, but I'm going to school for automotive. I'm going to be a mechanic because I like cars. So.
I like puss.
Okay. So be a,
A porn director? Porn.
Yeah, be a porn guy.
Imagine if I met, like, some of the porn stars, bro. Oh, my God.
Alright. So there is a market in porn for chodes. There's chode videos. They'll fuck anything.
Yeah, I saw, like, a clip where this porn star was like, if this person's flying a drone, I'd be all over him.
What?
It's just, like, I saw it from, like, a vid. I think it was from, like, a David Dobrik vid.
Okay, so would you put your chode on Pornhub?
No, if I'm confident enough, yeah.
Okay, so if you were fucking, what is, my grandma's yelling. To a cat?
I don't know. Your cat just ran, like,
I don't know,
in the hallway.
So would you make a porn?
If I felt confident, yeah.
Why wouldn't you feel confident? Because you're fat?
No. There's fucking plenty of, like, there's big dudes.
There's a lot of big dudes on porn.
And then again, like, a nice...
There's a lot of big dudes on porn.
I'd be like the plumber.
The plumber?
Yeah.
With your hairy butt crack out, and then...
She bleeps.
And then she comes and sucks your cock?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, and I do her dirty in the kitchen.
Mm. So I got a challenge that we're doing this weekend. Now I want to tell you what it is. So me and her, we're doing a challenge.
Your significant other?
Yes. I made it up. I'm not sure if anybody else did it. I looked it up, but I couldn't find anything like it, with couples at least. So, who can make the best meal from Dollar Tree with 10 items or less?
Damn, bro, that's hard.
Depends
what Dollar Tree you go to.
Yeah, one with a freezer section.
Okay, good.
Yeah, not just a fucking... Not the South Main one. Or Main Street Extension, whatever. Saber Road, I don't know. That shit sucks.
I want to do one of those TikTok... Like, we'll go back to that, but, like, those TikTok challenges, if I had a girl, that'd be, like, blindfolded at Walmart, and you pick your night. You go into, like, the soda section, you blind go through everything, and then when she says stop, or he says stop, you get to drink that. It's kind of like... You know what I'm talking about? You haven't seen those?
It sounds dumb as fuck.
No, you just go random, like, in the freezer section. You go, like, appetizer section. You just go through all of them blindfolded, pointing, and then when she says stop, that's what you have to eat.
That doesn't sound terrible.
It's like a random date night.
Hmm.
All right, go back to your challenge.
Yeah, so basically that's what we're doing this weekend. Who can make the best meal, 10 items or less, from Dollar Tree?
Do you have any ideas?
Yeah. I can go Spanish or I can go Italian.
Probably, like, not racist, but, like, you make some good Spanish shit.
Because I'm Spanish. Yeah. No, I'm thinking Italian. I was going
to
go chicken.
So you're going to go to, like, the Cromwell one or something?
Meriden?
I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to do chicken parm.
With what chicken?
They have chicken patties. Obviously, it's not all going to be fucking five star. You know what I mean?
She's going to come with the win, bro. I feel like she has something up her sleeve. You came up with it, though, so I don't know.
There's no way she has something better than me. Absolutely not. If you're listening to this, you're going down. You're going to lose.
Isn't the stuff that you've been posting on, like, your Snap her cooking?
No. Her parents.
Well, it runs in the genes, I guess.
She did cook something once. I forgot what. But, no, I'm thinking chicken patties. Tossos in the air fryer. The noodles. Because they have noodles. Or they have pasta sauce and they have shredded cheese. Do that.
I'll cut the cheese.
The cheese?
I'd be scared of the cheese.
I'd be scared of the fucking chicken patties.
Oh, they're frozen.
Scared of everything. Yeah, and then that's only a couple ingredients. And
you could probably make a mean omelet because I know that they have eggs.
I would be more scared of eggs.
Still, though.
And garlic bread on the side.
It seems like an easier route.
It is easy.
She's gonna come out with something banging and.
But I don't want it to be too easy.
Chicken parm is not that hard.
It's not. That's what I'm saying. I don't want it to be too easy. I can do a rice and beans.
What was your Italian? That was your Italian.
Mm-hmm. And then Spanish would be rice and beans, white rice and beans. Which is doable.
What else would you add though?
So it would be minute rice, white rice. They have beans. I would need a little thing of tomato sauce. And we are allowed to use seasonings at home. We are. Because you can't really find good seasonings at Dollar Tree.
You can.
And then, so yeah, probably white rice, beans, some Vienna sausages, salchichas. I don't know about a meat though. You know they have fucking fish? There was tilapia, bro. Would you eat a tilapia from the dollar store? I barely even eat tilapia from fucking Stop and Shop.
Tilapia?
From a dollar store, bro? I don't know, man. But those are the two things that I have in mind. Or I could do spaghetti and meatballs with garlic bread.
Garlic bread sounds mad good right now.
But the Texas toast, though. Texas toast isn't that good.
Any of them, dude.
I don't know.
I might have to get that after this and get some. Just, like, every time I cook pasta, I don't eat the leftover pasta.
Should I just go the extra mile since I have extra things? You know, I'll be able to get extra items. Should I add a dessert in there? Because I know she won't think of it.
She might think of it.
She won't think of a dessert.
She's smart.
Think of brownie in a cup.
So the other day, we'll go back again. I made spaghetti and garlic bread. And what if I put spaghetti? And I it was like chicken parm. I had chicken pucks in the freezer too, so I put those in the fryer.
Chicken pucks?
Well, those are what
chicken patties.
Pucks. They're still pucks.
Like a hockey puck?
Well, no, they're patties, but I just call them chicken pucks because they're the shape of a hockey puck.
Chicken patties.
Chicken puck. Anyway, you make a sandwich with garlic bread, and then you put spaghetti and chicken as the substance.
Oh, the toppings.
And then the garlic bread as the bread. That sounds bussin'.
It sounds pretty good right now,
iCarly has spaghetti tacos, which I've tried before, and they're fucking banging.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know why I've always wanted to try this.
Dude, you should do that one weekend, too.
It seems like sounds so simple.
You should do cook-offs, bro. That'd be fun.
Cook-offs?
Yeah.
Budget cook-offs?
Yeah. You can, you could do Aldi, but Aldi has way bigger, thing. You can make some mean shit from
it. It wouldn't be much of a challenge.
Yeah, no. I'm just thinking of, places,
Yeah, if it was
a convenience Aldi's, store.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't be much of a challenge if it was at Aldi. You know what I mean? Because that's a grocery store. You can get anything.
Yeah, but their produce kind of whack.
That's going to be
their
tough.
Their steak too. Is fucking good, though.
That's going to be tough because I'm not going to be able to get a vegetable. What am I going to get for a vegetable?
Their veggies are good, but they're not good.
Oh, I could probably go with a stir fry.
You can always get frozen veggies. They got frozen veggies, too.
At Dollar Tree, yeah. And I'm thinking I can go with a stir fry over rice.
Dude, and then they got the Asian sauce or something. They got general. I know at Aldi's they do it, but it was.
Rule was no TV dinner. You know what I mean? None of the.
Oh, no.
Frozen meals, yeah. You can get.
Do you have a time limit for it?
Not really. Make one. But we're going to cook separately. I'm going to cook at my house. She's going to cook at her house. And we're going to... Yeah. Damn. Yeah. And that's going to be the challenge. Probably going to do that Saturday. We are going to record it. And we need to provide a receipt to make sure that we didn't go over
10 minutes. Is it going to go on our YouTubes?
On our YouTube, yep.
I got to find it again. I just want to watch it.
Yeah. I'll link it. I don't know how long it's going to take because, there's editing and stuff. It might go on TikTok, too. Because, you can do 3-minute videos on TikTok now.
Yeah, but don't you want it longer?
Well, if we get edited the right way, we can easily do it 3 minutes. In TikTok, it's way easier to get exposure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but still. I'd post, like, a full video, and then maybe you can edit it down or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm tired, man. We're almost at an hour.
Yeah?
Yeah, it did pretty good.
Doing better than Jeremy?
I mean, me and Jeremy went over an hour straight.
Speaking of Jeremy, going back from last week, what y'all talking about, like, sleeping for, if you can survive sleeping for, like, 4 hours.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what I do. I sleep for 5 hours every night, and I wake up at 3:30 a.m.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I mean, I take naps sometimes.
Yeah, no, I can never.
But.
Nope.
I do.
I think it's raining.
Great.
It's raining. Ugh. I don't like when it's really hot and raining. Like, too hot.
Humid.
Humid, yeah. You ever been to Florida?
When I was young, yeah, way young.
I remember when I was, what, 15 or 16? I was 16.
I remember one day.
What?
I remember one day it was, like, humid. Pretty bad.
Yeah, I was 16. As soon as I stepped out the airport, I think in Tampa, humid as fuck. We walked from the airport into the parking garage, downpouring. It was like 10 feet of exposed sky, so we saw the rain downpouring. Before we even got out of the garage with the rental car, sunny as fuck.
I went to Disney World. I miss it.
Mm-hmm, me too. I think I stayed in like Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom.
I stayed at Boardwalk. It was right next to Epcot.
Oh, I didn't stay there. I mean, like, the only parks that I went to was those two. We had like a hotel, like a suite type thing. It had 3 bedrooms, two bathrooms.
Yeah, we had a hotel in Disney World.
Oh, yeah, that's mad money. You guys were rich back then.
It was my dad's side, so yeah. Dad's stepmom's side. It was nice, though.
If you had $1 billion, would you donate some?
Probably some.
I'd feel like an asshole, but I don't think I would.
It probably wouldn't be on my top priority.
Yeah, no. But if you were a millionaire or a billionaire, would you live like one? Like, would you get a big-ass mansion?
I wouldn't get a big-ass mansion, but I would definitely upgrade.
I would get, like, a good-sized house.
Yeah.
Probably, like, 4 or 5 bedrooms.
Like, I'm a simple man. I don't need...
Mm-hmm. Like, 4 or 5 bedrooms.
Plus, there's so many, like, tendencies to do if you get a mansion and shit.
I need extra rooms, though. You know what I mean?
Plus, I don't even have a girl, bro.
Yeah, so if I was going to move in with my girl, well, if I was a millionaire, yeah, I most definitely would. She needs her own movie theater room. So we need probably like...
Popcorn maker.
Like 6 like movie theater love seat type things that could recline with cup holders.
Mm-hmm. Imagine getting a soda machine.
For her special chair. You know where she likes to sit in the movies? In the middle.
That's a good spot.
She doesn't sit all the way in the back or all the way in the front. She likes to sit in the middle. She wants all the screen.
I've sat in the front once in the movie.
Yeah,
because it had too. Like the Metro movies in Middletown. Mm-hmm. In the front, they have the reclining ones.
Mm. I broke my neck.
And yeah. I mean, it wasn't that bad, but
not yeah, as good but as the middle. Since she likes to sit in the middle, I would have to get her a special chair right in the middle, and it would be like a reclining massage chair.
Oh yeah.
Gotta be. Yep, you get a nice projector. And a nice, you know, like those things to put the projector on.
And you'd have, like, every kind of video streaming, or would you try to get the actual movies?
You can stream anything, and...
You should try to get every, like, video streaming, like HBO...
Oh, put a fucking Chromecast right on it.
What's that?
Like a Fire Stick?
My sister wants one. I should get it for her.
Yeah, get a
projector. She didn't want to get it, though.
Get a projector that has HDMI. Plug it right into there. You stream anything. But she has so many DVDs. She loves movies. She's seen, like, all the fucking movies, like, twice, I swear to God.
I fuck with movies.
So many movies she's seen. I can name any movie and she's already seen it.
I'm, like, when I was younger, I mean, I'm still good right now, but, like, I was, like, a movie whiz. So, like, if my parents were watching a movie and I heard, like... If I heard, like, Chris Evans' voice and I heard a quote that I knew, I was like, as Captain America, whatever movie it was. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm, like, on it.
Yeah, so we need a movie theater room.
I'm addicted to video, bro.
I would need my own studio.
The Stew.
The Stew. So where I could do podcast stuff, I can do music, anything. And my games and stuff all in there.
I'd have to have, like, a nice gaming room, streaming room.
Mm-hmm. Even a gaming room, like this size would be fine.
With the sound foam all over.
Yeah, exactly. Need
that. Like, lights like those. Need but, like, good the lights. Good ones, those hex lights that you can hang on your wall.
Oh, yeah? Like, they have those at Walmart. They're like they're 10 weird. Bucks for three of them.
They're not 10 bucks. They're like 30.
For three? No.
Yeah, they're the monster they're brand. More. Yeah, there was more. Hmm. But, I mean, they have, like, the pill-shaped one that's stupid, but...
Oh, yeah, no,
I've seen that. But, what's it called? It was... I know the legit ones look dope, though.
And I would need central air. No air conditioning. There's
one of those, like... Those... Not AC, but they literally just, like, roll it in. Those are nice, too.
Like a portable AC?
Yeah, and then it has, like, that tube. And
yeah, I don't like those.
Those aren't that bad, though.
They take up mad space, though.
But you're in a mansion, though. You got probably a big-ass room.
Yeah, but if I wouldn't want a mansion.
I thought you said you wanted it.
No, like a good-sized house, like four or five bedrooms. And, like, enough space to have, like, extra rooms.
Alright, I'd probably get, like, a good set, like, maybe, like, three bedrooms would be nice. But finished basement. That's where my gaming shit.
I need that.
Because the walls like are thick. Soundproof walls. And then... The foam, yeah. And this is big.
Only thing about having like a studio or whatever in the basement, you can hear the people walking above you.
Yeah, but I'd have a mic like this. It wouldn't wouldn't pick up too much shit.
Yeah, I suppose.
It'd be cold down there most nights.
But would you buy like a supercar or a Ferrari?
I'd buy a Tesla.
Yeah.
I fuck with Teslas.
Yeah.
White Tesla. Mm. Black wheels. Mm. Those are fire.
Honestly, I'd probably just buy an Escalade. Fully loaded. I can get any car that I want fully
loaded. I wouldn't mind a Porsche. I like Porsches.
Hmm. Yeah. No, I would probably stick, like, you know, domestic cars. Like an Escalade, but, like, top of the line. Mm-hmm. So instead of a Ford, like a Lincoln. Or instead of a Chevy, I get a Cadillac. But I would still, you know... I can get anything. I wouldn't get a BMW or a Mercedes, even if I could afford it. I don't want that. They're not that reliable in experiences.
Yeah, I would love a Tesla.
I would fuck with a Tesla, yeah.
Tesla truck?
Yeah. No. Those are ugly as fuck.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, no.
Cybertruck.
Fully loaded Escalade, extended, three rows, need the TVs in there, all that.
All that jazz.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely need a garage. And if I'm going to be a mechanic, I need to have a lift in my garage. I need enough room for all my tools and multiple cars. It's probably like a 6-car garage. But detached from the house.
Mm. Even that would be a cool gaming place. Even like, say you're up, like, you had two levels or something in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. And there could be like an in-law type fucking apartment like, thing up there.
Like, it'd be like...
Mm-hmm.
Framey.
Like the whole top of
A-frame. Have a
whole fucking kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, living room.
I would not mind that as a house.
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh!
I can do that.
Yo, so I shared this on Facebook. You can get literally a shed at like Home Depot for like...
Yeah.
A like little over grand. 1,000. Yeah, and it's literally... I saw someone... They made it into a house.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Yeah, but the shed was completely different than the picture they showed for the house. Yeah.
Yo, incoming news. My mom just texted me. We have a house in East Haddon we are going to look at on Sunday.
Hmm.
And for context, pretty much our landlords are kicking us out like assholes and they're going to move into... We live in the duplex and they're going to live separately in the duplex. Like, the husband's gonna live in one half, and the wife is gonna live on the other.
The fuck?
I don't know if they're, like, fighting or, like, not together, but they live together. I don't know if it's that, but, like, it's kind of fucked.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
Well, we were nice to him. Our old neighbor was kind of a dick.
Yeah.
And, but, like, we were nice to him. Oh, my God. He just spilled candle wax all over
his arm. Why did I do that?
What do you think that was?
No, why did I do that? Ooh, wait.
East Haddam, that's not bad. Live next to the girl I used to like. Oh my god, you're kinky shit if you like that.
Ooh, maybe I should do that.
So huh? I used to, you know, if you like that. When I used to go to camp, we had like, I went to Camp Hazen, and there was like these ceremonies at like one night of the 2 week, because I did 2 week overnight camp. It shit was fun. There was like the camp, it was like the Hazen, I think his name is Edward Hazen, and it was the founder of Camp Hazen. And we had this candle, and we had a ceremony. Fucking candle wax, we had candles, bro. It just go all over. It was just like a stick, it was a candlestick.
Did you cry?
I was like, ow. It was like, damn.
That's it? You were just like, ow?
So I'm hyped as fuck, dude. If I can, if East Haddam works out, bro, that's a nice area.
That is good.
And right near my boy's house.
Oh, word.
And because he owns the Gelston house, or his parents, are like...
Darden. Yeah.
Oh, well, shout out Darden. Love you, Darden.
Yeah, shout out Darden. You can say names as long as you're not talking shit about them.
Alright.
Like, if we're talking shit about people...
Shout out, Mom. I love you, Mom.
Hi, Mom. Yeah, if we're talking shit about people, don't say their name.
We're and no, like, so. Significant other names either.
Yeah, none of that. Yeah, man.
This is a good podcast. I feel
it's a good episode.
Are we? Is it almost done?
We're over an hour.
Oh yeah.
Mhm.
Is it hour and like 10 minutes? Cause that's more than
hour and 1 minute.
Oh damn! It's gonna be less than.
I mean, if you got anything else you want to talk about, I'm not in a rush. I just got to shower and then go on my way.
So, old employee that we work with quit today. We're not gonna say his name, cause
absolutely not.
Cause we are talking shit about him, but he was kind of creepy towards some Haddam workers that that come close for us, cause tend to get a lot of call-outs at our store. And he was kind of creepy. He was kind of an asshole. And I guess he walked in today and he just quit. And a girl that like his half sister is transferring to Deep River. So, and not a lot of people like her either. I don't mind her.
I don't mind her.
She does her job, but kind she's of annoying. Just yeah, she talks too much. She's transferring Deep River, so that and that pretty nice.
Yeah.
Apparently, you got a job at McDonald's.
Yeah, word spreads quick.
But I feel like Dunkin's just a way easier job.
So much easier. Easier.
If we had, maybe it'd be different if we still had like lunch sandwiches, maybe. Not but we're really. Also, but see, a McDonald's though is more in the city. Like if it's in Middletown, it's gonna get way more customers.
Yeah, it gets busy.
We're in a town, but I mean we're right next to the Middletown, so we get customers, but not as probably much as.
Yeah.
Plus McDonald's has like way more variety, you know.
Yeah, they have coffee and breakfast sandwiches.
And fucking burgers and fries. Fucking sodas.
Yeah.
I mean, we got soda, but like, soda machine hit different.
Dude, the prices are way too expensive at Dunkin'. You go to Neil's Donuts, you get a... What?
A lot. Even a small iced coffee is almost $3 now.
Yeah, if I can get a medium iced coffee for like $2.
What's your favorite flavor at Dunkin'? Do you fuck with pumpkin?
No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't really fuck with it.
I don't drink coffee, if it, for all you know.
Like my favorite that we have now, or my favorite
just
of all time?
Just have it here all the time, good.
Pistachio.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's an underrated one.
Mm-hmm. Pistachio is so good, and I wish we had it.
Sarah from work, she made me an iced coffee. I was like, or a latte, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So iced coffee? It was either or. And she made it the way that she liked it. She liked the pistachio, too. And I tried it. It was tolerable.
That shit is so good.
I tried actually a mocha iced latte, and I can actually, it's not like enjoyable, but I can drink it. And if it gets me, if it gets me like awake, fuck it.
Yeah, I can only do like caramel mocha, not just straight mocha. It's too much. Don't taste.
Just go less pump.
No, it just doesn't taste like... Eh. I don't know. I don't like it.
What's your least favorite?
I'm not sure.
I'm not going to lie. Cookie dough could have been better.
Yeah.
I don't drink coffee, but I tried to make a frozen chocolate with it. Came out... Eh.
I think butter pecan is overrated, too. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it. But, yeah, I mean, it was a good episode.
Yeah.
So thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on such short notice.
Short.
Thank you for coming in my mouth.
What? Don't believe that happened. Whoa. But we'll roll with it.
Alright. Yeah. So, I'll say once again, if you guys want to donate to the pod, you can, click the link in the description on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. Anywhere that this is in the description, there will be a link to Anchor where you can donate, you can subscribe. You can also send me a voice message and you can make it onto the podcast. You can message me on social medias, Instagram at jrod1499, Snapchat jram as in maggot. 10 11 12. My Instagram is private, but you could still message me. You know, if I get a decent amount of followings on this podcast, I will start a Instagram page for it, just so you can stay updated better, and I can keep my personal account personal. Yeah, so thank you for coming to the show. I love you, Daddy.
Danny, chill.